Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Welcome to Woman. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a blessing, as always, to be coming to you live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, we have an exciting time in the Lord today. I want you to go ahead and sign in so that you can come into our chat room so that you can interact with each other and our guest, who is Prophetess Priscilla Pelser. You don't want to miss this interview. And also, we'll be discussing hot topics related to being a woman of God. So you want to make sure that you don't miss any of this. We are going to flow in the Spirit of the Lord. We're going to have great fellowship. We're going to enjoy ourselves on this Thursday afternoon. So I'm excited. I'm excited about what God is getting ready to do. Why don't you go ahead and email somebody and get on the phone and tell somebody to tune in to www.blogtalkradio.com/power so that they can be a part of this segment of Woman to Woman. And there are always the archives. So if you missed the live broadcast for any unforeseen reason, just make sure that you go ahead and pick it up on the archive. I'm certain that the same anointing will be registered through the archives. God bless you all. God bless you all. The chat room is open, and the phone lines will be open right after our interview. We will open up the phone lines sometime during the interview time. Hallelujah. Let me bring on my co-host. God bless you, Prophetess.
God bless you, Pastor. How are you?
Hallelujah. I am doing really well. Bless.
Good.
God bless you. God bless you. So how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I assume that today is a work day for you?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, well, so glad, as always, Prophetess, that you can join me here on this special time for me and for our listeners, you know, here on Woman to Woman.
Amen.
And we have a guest today.
Amen.
Amen. And I'm excited about Prophetess Priscilla Pelser. I think you had a chance to meet her when she came over to the Women's Conference.
Okay. Okay. Is she the young lady that I met? I think she was about to leave, and I greeted her. I think one of those.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, praise God.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. The same young lady, that is definitely her. So she is here with us today. She has launched, Priscilla Pelser has published a book that the Lord gave her to write. The title of the book is Spiritual Intuitions, Learning to Obey God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
How exciting is that?
Yeah.
My God. Yeah, so we are in for a treat today. I want to say hello to Connie Hospitality Diva in the chat room, and also to Margarita. God bless you, and also to our guest 1035. People are beginning to gather in the chat room, so let's open a prayer, Prophetess. Why don't you go ahead and open us in prayer, and then we'll go ahead and bring our guest on the line and begin to talk to her about how learning to obey God.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, O God. We thank you for our life, health, and our strength on today. We thank you, God, for the activity of our limbs. We thank you, Lord, most of all, for allowing us to yet be clothed in our right minds, O God. We thank you for another opportunity to gather together, O God, for this networking purpose, O God. Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, for Blog Talk Radio, O God. We thank you for Woman to Woman. We thank you for everyone, O God, that have tuned in. We thank you for those that will call in. Lord, we ask that you would just allow your will to be done, O God, throughout the broadcast. We ask that you would just allow your anointing, O God, and allow the the words to go forth, O God, that you would have the woman of God to speak into our lives, O God. Lord, we come against every spirit of confusion. We come against anything that would try to hinder, O God, and delay the move of God in this new season, O God. Lord, we ask that you would just bless, touch the life of each and every individual, O God. Hallelujah. That counts it not robbery, O God, to be faithful concerning this broadcast. And we ask that you would just most of all yet be lifted up, O God. You continue to have your way and get the glory out of every broadcast, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
God.
There's nothing like prayer.
Yes, God.
I tell you. My God, and that prayer breaks every yoke.
Yes,
it breaks
God.
Every yoke. And
thank you, God.
I just thank God for prayer on today.
Yes.
I want to ask our listeners to pray for Tina, our co-host, Tina Michelle. Amen. Pray for Tina. I know some of you know that Tina has been missing in action. She
yes.
is going through a transitional time in her life.
Mm-hmm.
So continue to lift her and the children up in your prayers.
Amen.
She relocated from New York to Arizona. Now, that's a big move, from New York
yes.
to Arizona. And God is doing some things in her life. You know that she has recently gone through a divorce. She has shared that with us. So I want you all to keep Tina Michelle in prayer. Amen?
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Prophetess, let's bring on our guest, Prophetess Priscilla Pelser. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Thank you so much, Pastor Rebecca. It's an honor to be here.
Amen. God bless you.
Amen. So glad to have you. So glad to have you with us. And I want to just go ahead and introduce you and let people know who you are, Prophetess Priscilla. And I call her Prophetess Priscilla because I believe in, you know, just really recognizing the gifts in the body.
Praise
she
God.
She doesn't go by any particular title. Amen. Praise God, right,
Amen.
Prophetess? Amen. So I'm going to introduce her. I'm going to tell you a little bit about her. Priscilla Pelser obtained a B.A. degree in sociology and a B.A. in theology at Caldwell College. She's a dedicated servant of God, and she diligently provides love and encouragement to those who are in need, reassuring them that all things are possible through Christ when you have faith and believe. She is the president of the Andrew Foundation, which is a small nonprofit organization that she formed in memory of her beloved cousin who succumbed to HIV/AIDS. She has made a commitment through the foundation to fight the cause until there is a cure. How about that? As a shamar prophetess, Priscilla has been dedicated to outreach ministry for more than 5 years. She prays for the body of Christ and supports ministries as God instructs her to do so. Priscilla started receiving intuitions in her early teens, but she was not aware of her gift until the mid-90s when she began praying, fasting, and consecrating on an intimate level with God. Like many of the prophets in the Bible, she did not always obey God, but she learned through many trials that obedience is better than sacrifice. Yielding to the call of God and following a path ordered by God allowed her to experience a spiritual impartation. Priscilla desires that after you read this book, Spiritual Intuitions, you will embrace the mind of Christ and live and love as he does. She would like for you to take this chance, accepting the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And that's from her website, which is pppublishing.net, where you will find out more information about Prophetess Priscilla. Somebody please turn that radio down. Amen. Turn on your speakers, ladies. Turn on your speakers because we don't want to get that feedback. So we introduce Prophetess Priscilla to you all, and she is also the author of the new book, again, Spiritual Intuitions, Learning to Obey God. Prophetess Priscilla, again, I welcome you. We welcome you, Prophetess Singletary, and I welcome you to Woman to Woman.
Thank you so much, Pastor Rebecca, for the kind words. Before we begin our interview, I have to just throw in one shameless plug. Pastor Rebecca is so diligent to always use titles to call me prophetess because out of all the people who don't really know my gift of God, she's had firsthand experience to know how he deals with me. and how he broke me to a level of obedience so that I can write. And in saying a shameless plug, Pastor Rebecca, too, has her own publishing company and, in fact, did much of the work to help give birth to the Spiritual Intuitions project in learning to obey God. So I thank you so much, Pastor Rebecca, for being obedient to God and for even having me on your show.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, I amen. I praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah for the great things that he has done through me. Amen. I don't know where we're getting the feedback from. Do any of you have your internet speaker open on your computer? Prophetess?
No. I'm not even online, Pastor Rebecca. I'm not even online today.
Prophetess, are you online?
No. You know, I have my computer open for work, as I usually do, but that's it.
The CC people, I've sent so many people emails on the show, so maybe it's some new listeners. So I'm not even on the internet today.
Amen. Well, they would have to be live on the line. Blog Talk Radio just recently revamped their system,
mm-hmm.
So we are, you know, experiencing some new stuff.
You know, we know the enemy. We know certainly the enemy would not want this to happen. So we're gonna do in advance, and we're gonna stamp out the devil. We're gonna put him on our feet, and we're gonna rebuke the interference for this interview.
Amen.
Because we know if he is coming in like a flood at this particular time, it's because he doesn't want it to move forward. So,
amen.
So as three women of God, and the title of your show is called Woman to Woman. We can defeat the devil on this. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Yes. Amen. So Satan, we bind you up right now in the name of Jesus, and we say take your hands off of this internet broadcast.
Hallelujah.
And any other Christian programming that's going forth in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
At this time. We stomp out your plan right now and annihilate you.
Hallelujah.
You have already been stripped of your power by Christ, and we declare that to be so in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You have no power over this
Hallelujah.
Broadcast
Jesus.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Lord.
Jesus. Yeah, we do have to bind them up. Because he often comes when we're together, right,
mm-hmm.
prophetess?
Amen, amen.
And we've talked about this as sisters in Christ and women of Christ, in essence to, you know, how he even attacks me with not even using my prophetic title.
Mm-hmm.
My pastor ordained me when preaching, you know, one of the most viable women in my life, which was the only mother in my life, confirmed and ordained my gift. But because people are shy away or they don't want to give you acclamations for being a prophetess. You can say sister, you can say minister, you can say evangelist, but
mm-hmm.
the minute that you say prophet, you freak out half the world. And what they don't understand is just the call of God. And if you have a prophetic gift and you are serving a true living God, the people should never fear you because they know you're sent from God and you are sent there to help them, not to harm them.
Amen.
So we know we'll defeat the enemy at any given approach because we serve a true living God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. But you know what I find when you run into a prophet, you know, a true prophet of God, what I find is that a lot of people are scared because
yes.
they think that you know their business.
And that has happened to me, Pastor Rebecca. You know, I can show up. You know, and you and I've talked, and the listeners, you know, it's an informal interview because Pastor Rebecca and I are simply sisters, and she knows every attack that the enemy gave me to not give birth to this project, and I didn't do the project for Priscilla. I did it because God is in a new season. He's in a new season where he's raising up prophets because we don't behave right in the world, so we're living in an Old Testament time. And so when you live in an Old Testament time, then you're going to have prophets raised up because that's when God spoke to the prophets. We don't want to accept the fact that Jesus has already died on that cross for some stuff. And I say us because I'm speaking to myself. Paul didn't preach to everybody else. He preached to Priscilla, too, and that's how I received the word.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just spending so much time as a prophet of God having to tell people I'm not hurt. I can't even get to ministry because I have to let them know I'm not here to hurt them. And I have to let them know that whatever I see in you, I see in myself. I may not have had the same sins that you've had, but I've had some sins. And so he's raising me up, and I thank him for giving me the favor and the opportunity to drop on my knees and cover some folk. And I just pray that for all the listeners and the ones that are serving a true living God would keep me raised up as I promote this book, just
Amen.
For the kingdom of God.
Amen. Amen. And as we flow, you know, you mentioned just now that we're living in Old Testament times. You know, somebody might be listening and they might not understand what you just said. Can you just elaborate on that?
I certainly will. For those people who are not orientated of the Bible, you know, in the Bible, you know, God has the Old Testament and New Testament, and for years there's been disputes who believes in God, who doesn't believe in God, who believes in Jesus, who does not believe in Jesus. Well, when God began to speak, like he spoke to Moses, David, and some of the other people in the Bible, he spoke specific instructions to his prophets for order and govern the kingdom of God. That was before Jesus came. And fortunately for all of us, and I say myself too, we don't always pay attention. And so, you know, if the season of the world, you know, you hear people, oh, are we in the end time? Are we in the end time? And we're in the end time. And it is my belief that in this season, God is raising up the prophets just to help the people on their way, because Jesus already died. I believe in Jesus, so I didn't write the book for any refutes, you know, with religion and spirituality and Christianity, but I know that Jesus has already died for all of my sins.
Amen.
He just blessed me
yes.
with the gift of prophecy, because so many attacks has happened within the church, within the leaders, within the sheep, you know, and so it makes us look like hypocrites. And so when he brings in prophets, and what has happened is you have so many false prophets that when a real prophet shows up, that people were scared. Now, when I use the word real, that doesn't mean perfect prophet.
Right.
So we have missed the ball because we've made leadership and pastors and evangelists and all of our clergy on roles look like perfection. And we need to let the people understand that we're just messengers, you know, and
Amen.
We have the same struggles as the sheep have. And once we can do that, you know, we won't fear each other. I'm not saying that you shouldn't be apprehensive, because the Bible tells us that we shouldn't be ignorant and we shouldn't be fooled. So you should always be wise, and the Bible tells us that you should test the spirit. So if somebody shows up, because, you know, today everybody's got a word.
Mm.
And so many people have come forward. I got a word. You should leave this. You should do that. And I heard a young man who sings a song, Jay Moss, Everybody's Got a Word. And we've literally scared the people off. So they're almost afraid to come to church. And so if you show up, and if I say Sister Priscilla, you know, I've probably just made 100 friends. But if I show up in the sanctuary and I say Prophetess Priscilla, people get to run because they just think you see their stuff. And that's not what it's all about. It's all about, in this season, intercessory prayer. And we all need it.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. And I just thank God, because you've been a blessing to our ministry. The Lord sent you to me. I want to talk a little bit about the book. Spiritual Intuition is a book about learning to obey God. And I don't have the jacket. I want to get the jacket of the book. My copy is in my bookshelf, and my Christmas tree is blocking my bookshelf. My Christmas tree is still up, and the learning to obey God, and I love this book because it has such things in it as watching the matriarchs and patriarchs, like praying, establishing a relationship with God, trials that strengthen faith, having mustard seed size faith, taking on a higher call for God, moving forward through pain, and replacing finger-pointing with brotherly love. And on your website, you have some excerpts from the book. I just want you to just tell everybody a little bit about the book, Prophetess Priscilla, and then answer the question, what made you write a book?
Okay. The first thing is I had one of those, as you call it, praying grandmothers who spent a lot of time talking to God. And, you know, I started writing, you know, after losing my mom, which I lost my mom at a very young age. And so I spent a great deal of time with my grandmother, who was a church-going woman, came from a Baptist family. And my grandmother was just one of those every Sunday, every Wednesday, every service people. And most of her grandchildren followed that lead. However, although following her lead, it didn't exempt me from wanting to do things with my peers. And so I started writing the book from taking a look at my grandmother's life and then incorporating it to my life, knowing that I could never measure up to my grandmother because I was a club person. You know, I mean, I did like a lot of young people. Monday through Friday, I did what working people did, and then Saturday and Sunday there was often times that, you know, I went to a comedy club or I went to a disco club and danced my heart out until Sunday morning came, and then I went back to church. And I started there in the introduction of the book just to talk about my growth.
Yes. Yes. Amen. And so why did you feel the need to write a book?
Well, I actually, all my life, you know, I wanted to write. I think what happened with me is losing my mother at such a young age, there was a lot of pain there, you know, and so I initially sobbed myself into a lot of poetry. I mean, I wrote poetry for so many years that I can't even remember, and then by the time I was maybe 11 or 12, I start writing short stories, which was really the preliminary to this book. Because I would repeat over and over and over again that experience of, you know, being, as we call the show, woman to woman, being a woman without a mother, which means that there was a lot of experiences in my life that I didn't have a person to sit down and tell me the rules of engagement as a mother would. So that's how I started initially. And then, you know, from 11 to actually in my 40s, which is when I started writing the book, God just took it away, because everything that I thought I would put in the book is what he threw out, and he told me what to tell his people.
Amen.
Amen. And that just brings me to a question that we have in the chat room. I'm asking, the Sakers is with us, and he says that he thought, this is the question that I'm asking, the Sakers has presented, I think it is the job of the Holy Spirit to show us all things. Nowhere in the Bible says God is always using a prophet. That is the job of the Holy Spirit. Do you have a response for that, prophet?
Absolutely, I do, positively. By no means do I want any listener to think that prophets have all the words. We know that God is ultimate. We know he's omnipresent. We know he's all in all. And so by no means am I saying that God is using prophets to do work of the Holy Spirit. And so I don't want anybody to be misled. What I'm saying is, in addition to that, though, if you know anything about the call of ministry, most ministries are built on fivefold ministries.
Right.
Which should have a prophet of the house that covers the house. And there's several different types of prophets that are in the body of Christ. And so by no means am I trying to replace the Holy Spirit. And what I will tell the caller that is, if you sit before God yourself, discernment comes to all of us. In the New Testament,
yes.
The Bible talks about discernment, right? And so if you understand your call of prophecy, you know, if you lay before God and you establish a relationship with him, the Holy Spirit will discern to your listener. So I don't want the listener to think that my book is because I am God. Paul already wrote the Bible, and my book is not to replace the Bible. It is just to tell the people of God how you can go from a young girl who lost her mother before first grade, who lived in the world, even though I had a church background, experienced a whole lot of hardships that everybody else does. But when you sit before the face of God and you seek his face and you're obedient to him, he will simply talk to you, never to replace the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Amen.
And that's
praise the Lord.
That's
praise
a good point,
Lord.
Pastor.
Go ahead,
Can I just
Pastor.
Say something? You know, with that,
yes.
You know, even standing in the office of a prophet, because I walk in that office as well, we cannot flow prophetically without the Holy Ghost unctioning us.
Absolutely.
As far as what to say,
absolutely,
what to do, how to flow, how to move.
Absolutely.
So the Holy Ghost is key. You know, we're not trying to replace what the Holy Ghost does, but the Holy Ghost will speak to us, and when God wants us to move, when he wants us to minister a word or whatever way he wants us to flow, the Holy Ghost will give us that unction as far as what to do and how to proceed.
Amen. Amen. And that's, I'm glad that the questions are coming into the chat room. I want to welcome everybody into the chat room. Because when you think about prophecy, there's not a whole lot of knowledge on that particular topic. And, you know, Prophetess Priscilla, you talked about, you know, Paul, God using Paul to write the Bible as he used other men and other men to write the Bible. And it was all inspired by the Holy Ghost.
Right.
So, you know,
yes,
what we're talking about, the fact is that the Holy Spirit does,
absolutely,
show us and,
absolutely,
speak to us. I mean,
yes,
God does speak to us through the Spirit. And then we are able to impart that information,
absolutely,
to other believers in the body of Christ. And that's,
amen,
really what it is. You know,
absolutely,
and God speaks to everybody.
Oh, yes.
Go ahead, Prophet Priscilla.
Absolutely. And to the caller, I want to make clear of it that if you read your word, your pastors, you know, I'm a woman near 50, so that makes me middle-aged. Your pastors, they used to call them reverends, ministers, whatever you decide to call your man or woman of God in charge of your church, is noted as a prophet of God. And so that is one of the reasons why I don't really get caught up in titles, because,
amen,
we haven't, and as the body of Christ, especially the leaders, and I believe in my whole heart that one of the reasons why God used me for this occasion is for teaching, not because it's about me, not because I'm setting out to be, you know, some new renowned prophet, but I want the people of God to understand the Holy Spirit is alive, and he dwells within each and every one of us if we seek him. You know, in salvation, God didn't do anything deep to Prophetess Priscilla. You know, there came a lot of sacrificing and a lot of fasting and a lot of praying and a lot of consecrating, sitting before his face to discern the things that I wrote in the book. So I really want the caller, you know, to read your word. You know, I challenge you to read about Isaiah and all of the prophets in the Bible, when you have a clear understanding of, you know, what Paul has already done. And I like to give credit where credit is due, because the Bible is the number one bookseller in the world. And God has just used me to reiterate the things that is already written.
Amen. So what made you write a book about obeying God?
I actually know that, as the caller asked, it was God. I had, you know, so many horrific experiences in my life, and had one of the most horrible times in my life when I then lost my aunt, who was the only mother that I had, like I said, after losing my mom before first grade. And, you know, the whole HIV/AIDS thing just hit the world in the late 80s to the 90s, and my cousin was one of the first to be diagnosed with HIV and AIDS. And that was a season,
yeah,
for me where I was scared. You know, I went to hospital wards, and I literally cried. And I don't even know, other than the Holy Spirit just keeping me and leading me, I didn't even know what he was doing at that time. In the late 80s to the early 90s, and then the mid, I think, 2000, when God said, okay, Priscilla, you're going to seminary school. And I'm like, I'm going to seminary school? Well, first of all, I'm still going to the club. I'm just leaving the Peppermint Lounge. If any of the listeners from the Newark, New Jersey area, I'm going to seminary school. And then, you know, I really want to just talk to the caller who called in about this Holy Spirit, because when you get a prophetic edge and you start listening to discernment, people think you're looky kooky, and some of the times when the Holy Spirit speaks to you, you want to think you're looky kooky because you don't want to listen. Well, I was one of those people. You know, I didn't want to go to theology school. I didn't want to do ministry. I was comfortable doing my own thing, as you will. And then it just, after I understood that, he wasn't asking me. You know, he wasn't saying, Priscilla, do you want to go? He was, Priscilla, you're going to go. And in ignorance, I asked, okay, well, I'm just going to go to the psychiatrist and get a little bit of help because I didn't want to. Now, how sick is that? I would prefer to have somebody give me medicine. I knew it was God. He'd been speaking to me, you know, since I was a teenage girl. And the book was birthed after I went to seminary school. Not wanting to, and did outreach ministry, did the HIV/AIDS thing, and God, you know, just took me all through that. I did youth ministry with the children, and that at that time, I think people was refuting Kirk Franklin, and you know, God, no, just like we need Kirk Franklin, you've been doing outreach. You can't tell these children what your grandmother told you, and you don't have enough word in your belly to tell them, because children in this generation don't want to hear you don't do it because Miss Priscilla said so. They want to know, well, where is in the Bible that says, you know, I shouldn't fornicate. Mm-hmm. You know, I can tell them, you know, you're going to die of AIDS, and I've been there with friends and family. But if I can show them, you know, you turn the book of Deuteronomy, you know, that's why you have the Ten Commandments. And for those reasons, that is why God made me write this book, just to give the people, this generation, a different twist on what Paul has already said, because people are still not afraid of HIV and AIDS. People are still having careless, unprotected sex as we speak. You know, the African-American women are number one on the list. And for those reasons, I'm sure that's why God had me to write this book.
Amen. Amen, and praise God. And I see even in your response to that, you went right back to responding to the question about today's prophets. And, you know, we flow here. And I had another question of that same person. I'm asking the Sakers, you said you have another question. And I want you to go ahead and present your question in chat room or even call in, 646-652-4832. I want to answer another comment that you made. You said nowhere in the Old Testament does God tell someone that they are a prophet. Okay, I want to give you scripture for that, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Let's start with verse 4, Jeremiah 1, 4, and 5. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou comest out of the womb, I sanctified thee, and I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. So, and also Isaiah got a similar call. If you look in the book of Isaiah in your spare time, chapter 49, verse 1, God called Isaiah as a prophet in much the same way. And that's what to give us that spiritual yearning on the inside, spiritual intuition, to show us that he is still God and he's still speaking. I believe that we need prophets today because too many people are not obeying God. I mean, sweet and short and simple, we need somebody that's going to stand up and say, obey the Lord or you are facing a much worse fate. You know, because obedience really is better than sacrifice. So we have to know that God is real and that God is still speaking. And sometimes, let me just say this, sometimes we need somebody to speak to us for God because the Holy Spirit has been so quenched and so grieved in our lives that we can't hear God. No way, no how can we hear God. And God is going to send somebody with a verbal voice to say, look, hey, you're going the wrong way. If he could use a donkey, my
Jesus,
God,
yes.
My God, to speak to a false prophet to say, look, you're going the wrong way. God is getting ready to cast you down right here on the road.
Jesus,
and sometimes we need to hear that. Not just a house, not a car, not a husband,
right,
you know,
right.
Not some money.
Right.
Here, yeah. You're going down the wrong road. You better obey God.
And
hallelujah.
And you know, Pastor Rebecca, one of the things that I really want to stress is, you know, when I said, you know, I grew up in a Baptist church and I had a praying grandmother. And so, which means I always knew spiritual orientation. And I didn't write the book for refuting, like I said, for those people. If you don't believe in God, then you're not going to understand why I write. I'm not trying to to change anybody's beliefs. I'm only telling you what I believe. I'm only telling you the power of God in me. I'm only telling you the way the Holy Spirit has blessed and moved me. And certainly if he could move me, the chick that lost her mother before first grade, who didn't have anybody to teach her the rules of engagement, and my dad had a ninth grade education, right? And if he could use me through all of my stuff, certainly if you obey, he'll use anyone. And I have to be clear that it only happens by reading the Word of God. If you read the Word of God for yourself, then you don't have to worry about what any prophet tells you, whether they're truthful or they're not, because you have that word in your belly for yourself. Amen?
Amen.
You know, if you believe in that word, then you don't have to worry about a prophet showing up. And you understand that they have major prophets in the Bible, and they have major prophets in the Bible. And because this show is woman of
minor,
woman,
right, major and minor.
They have major and minor prophets in the Bible. It's already written. Isaiah.
Yes, you said major twice. I think you were speaking fast. I just wanted to, you know, let you know. You said major twice, but that's okay.
Okay,
I just wanted
major,
to correct
major,
you. Because,
oh,
yeah, I know you meant
minor. Thank
you
very much for that. Major and minor prophets in the Bible.
That's I got your back.
Thank you so much, Pastor Rebecca.
I have your
and
back.
Because I want to make sure, and it's about correction, because you don't want me to mislead somebody by no means, and I appreciate that. And thank you so much for that. But what I want the people of God to understand is I lived my life on a whole lot of grace. And you know what? We get comfortable with grace because we don't want to obey.
Jesus,
amen?
My God.
See,
amen.
I was comfortable with grace.
That is good right there.
You understand what I mean? I was comfortable with grace because I knew, okay, I could fornicate with the man who wasn't my husband.
Hallelujah.
And then on Friday night, knowing that he wasn't my husband and was wrong. Oh, but God is going to forgive me. He's a forgiving God. But if he had not spared my life and I would have died before that grace happened, what happens? And so we don't deal with, he gives us grace. Oh, he gives us mercy. Oh, he also left commandments for us to follow. We don't ever want to get to that, because I didn't want to get to that. But in addition to that, I had no word in my belly. And so, you know, I can tell you my testimony of how he did whatever he did, but you need to know no weapon formed against you shall prosper when the wrath comes. You understand what I mean? So when something happens to you, what you going to tell them? Prophetess Priscilla experienced the same thing? That's not going to happen. It's not going to help you. You understand? You need to get the word of God. And I use these illustrations in the book to say, look, through college, this is what happened to me when I was an idiot and I was doing my own thing. And I was going to Campus Crusade and I was talking about salvation and I was going to hell. Because I was living a life of carnality, you see? And we don't talk about carnality.
Mm-hmm.
What is carnality? Carnality means Priscilla on the throne. Priscilla on the throne in that heaven that I believe in is not going to make it. And so my whole ideology is I want the people of God to know, what are you practicing? Are you practicing staying in the sin that you're in, or are you practicing getting out of it?
Amen. Amen.
And the only way you can get out of it is to practice obedience. God knows that He didn't institute the grace because he didn't think we needed it. Amen?
Mm. Amen.
He knew we needed it. He knows, as Priscilla, who's talking on this phone right now, and after the book, that I'm still going to need grace. But every day that I wake up and I drop on my knees, I try to do the best that I can do because I'm practicing, doing right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not practicing staying in the sin that I'm in.
Yeah.
And that is why the book was birthed. You
Amen.
Know, leaders are falling. You know why they're falling? They're not falling because of them. They're falling because, just like the caller said, we looked at the pastor instead of the Holy Spirit.
Mm.
And if you read the Bible, amen. And
Jesus.
If you read the Bible in the major prophets, they talk about men. In the minor prophets, but there were prophetess in the Bible too. You don't hear much about Lydia. You don't hear they had prophetess in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Amen. That were used, and so you don't get to hear that much from women because we're so busy fighting for who's right. I don't want to fight with anybody for who's right. I want to tell you how his grace and his mercy was sufficient for me, and that's scripture. You see what I'm saying? And that's
yes.
all about.
My God.
Amen. Hallelujah. A short case storm says, Pastor Rebecca, y'all on fire. I've been here. And I do want you to know, Prophetess Priscilla, that Unmasking the Fakers does believe in prophecy, does believe in prophets. You know, he was just saying that. And men come to this broadcast also, and I love having the men with us.
Amen.
Pastor Anthony is with us on the phone.
Amen.
God bless you, Pastor. Amen. So many people, he doesn't speak on Thursdays, but he's here. And
But so many people,
he's saying that so many people are running around saying, I'm prophet this, and I'm prophetess this, and people are going about it because of the title.
Amen.
And we have to get out of that. Like you
Amen.
Said, we can't be fighting about who has the call and who doesn't have
yes.
the call. What we need to do is get the word of the stores up in our belly so
Amen.
We can be able to discern when somebody is speaking whether or not it is God.
Amen.
And when somebody prophesies to you, let me just make this clear. When somebody comes to you and gives you a prophecy, a couple things will happen. One is that you'll have a check mark in your spirit.
Uh-huh.
You know, like if they prophesy to you, my God, and they're saying to you some things, you know, because
Amen.
That person will have tapped into the mind and heart of God,
Amen.
And God will reveal, even if they haven't tapped in, because sometimes God will use me to speak, and I'm minding my own business.
Yes,
you know, I'm really minding his business.
Amen.
I'll be praying, and he'll give me a prophecy.
Amen.
You know, so you know, but God will reveal stuff to somebody, and then you will know that's God, because you'll have a check mark in your spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Another time, sometimes it won't even register with you. You know, you won't even be able to say, you know, I received that, but don't automatically reject it. What I say to you in that time is to write it down and just
mm-hmm.
put it away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just write it down. Don't reject. Write it down. Pray over it. Ask God what he's trying to say through this particular word, and just put it away sometimes, and God may reveal to you later what he meant. Or
Amen.
It may not be accurate. It might not be for you. It might be for the person sitting next
Amen.
To you, and the prophet just missed it.
Amen.
The prophet might have just missed it.
Amen.
You were just in the vicinity of somebody else that was supposed to receive that word. Because
Amen.
God doesn't err, but man does.
Amen.
Yes. Amen.
God doesn't make mistakes,
exactly.
but man does.
Absolutely, absolutely. That is why the word.
So I have another. Go ahead. Because I have another question for you. But you said that is why what?
I wanted to make clear that is why the word of God says that charity is better than prophecy, because prophecy comes back void. And so it is so significant, and I want everybody to understand that I was one of the devil had me bound, because I didn't study. I was shouting in the church already about 8 years old. If you read the book, I was already shouting in the church at 8 and
mm-hmm.
lost my mind between 8 and 30, you know, because I loved the club. I mean, I just loved music. And so I want everybody to be clear. I didn't study, and so I had no word in my belly.
Mm-hmm.
But then when I start diligently reading the word of God for myself, and then I can tell you, you know, you don't have to be scared of the prophets, because if somebody comes up to you and prophesies something to you, your only defense mechanism is, I will pray about it, and you pray the same. You don't even have to give a response, because you're in charge of you. And if you rely on the Holy Spirit, he's going to cover you.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's the important part. And I wanted to run for it, because I figured, like, okay, God, I've been feeding the sick, taking care of the children. You know, at one point in time, I was full of works. You know, we know the Bible says faith without works is dead. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so once I got the meat and the scriptures of the word, I was better suited. And because, like I said, Pastor Rebecca, thank you for the woman to woman thing. We get a hard way to go as women. You know, you can say you're a pastor. You know, it took a long time. I mean, people don't understand the scriptures of, women shouldn't be pastors. Women shouldn't be prophets. Women shouldn't be. Well, read your Bible. Read your Bible, and then you'll understand the same things that you were knocking down are the very same things that God ordained. However, being that my brother is listening, and Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, I love them so much, we fail because as women we don't know when not to say something. We have to learn that bit of obedience to understand that we submit to God first. Amen. And if you're married, you submit to your husband. And I talk about this in the Bible, too. And then, and after you submit to your husband, then you know what to and what not to say in public. And that is what God is talking about when he's talking about women in the mouth. And I discussed that in the book, because that's so significant, and I think I don't have all the answers, and maybe that's why people were afraid.
Amen. And another reason is because they're in sin. I'm sorry. But so many people are just in blatant sin, unrepentant sin, unremorseful sin. Like you said, we've been there. We have all been there, done that, and are not going back. Got some T-shirts, you know, that we're not going to wear. Been there. You know, we have been there. Shortcake says she loved the club, you know. We have been in places because sin feels good, tastes good, you know, so. Yes.
What, I didn't hear what you said, Pastor Rebecca.
Yeah, we've all been in sin. A lot of the time people are afraid of the prophet because they got all kinds of sin up in their lives and they're in the church and they do not want to be, they don't want to be
exposed. That's right.
But see, they don't want to be exposed. But most prophets will not do that. You know, they will not expose you in the church.
Right.
You know, the way the prophets are properly is to tell the person without really telling them that God knows about their sin, you know, that God knows about their stuff.
Absolutely.
But while encouraging them at the same time to get them. The phone lines, I want to open up the phone lines. The phone lines are open, 646-652-4832 for anybody who has a question for our guest, author of Spiritual Intuitions, Learning to Obey, Priscilla Pelser, and her website is pppublishing.net. I want to welcome all of our, everybody in the chat room, guest 1202, Shortcake Storm, Reverend, Isabel Vasquez, God bless you, woman of God, Jay Strickland, Miss Quiet Storm, Unmasking the Fakers, Mrs. D. Neal, my daughter in the faith, Kingdom Girl, Hospitality Diva, which is Connie, who's probably having lunch right now, Margarita and Joe Jose, Margarita and Jose, amen. I want to welcome everybody, let you know that you can call in or you can put your questions in the chat room so that we can deal with some of the questions that you might have pertaining to Spiritual Intuitions, amen. Now, why that title, Prophetess Priscilla? Why the title, Spiritual Intuitions?
Well, I wanted something, Pastor Rebecca, that would speak to what God would have me to say. And I could only, the only way that I could explain discernment was to say Spiritual Intuitions on how a Prophetess Singletary, I'm sure she knows that she has the same call, how God will speak to you. And I also want to be fair for some of the listeners who may not be Christian or may not have the same experience that we have. I have a lot of opportunities to do outreach ministry, and I meet a lot of people who are not really sure where they are in their belief and not really sure where they are with God, and they'll say, oh, something told me, and I'm a big harper on something. That something, you know, what is something, or who do you think that something is, you know, and I just want to be clear, because God gives all the glory in my life, because I've had enough ashes to tell it, you know, and so when people, oh, I don't know what made me something, and I just look at them, and I'm already doing outreach, so I look at them, and I say, thank you, God, for giving me something to work with, and I'll say, well, what is the something? That something is the Holy Spirit, because he dwells within us. You don't get an intuition from anybody if it's good, other than God, because we understand that we are dealing in a world with demonic forces. So something could tell you, but we know what the other something would be, and we rebuke him. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. And we have a question from Mrs. J. Strickman. Let me see if I can find your question. She wanted to know if I got her question. Let's see. I don't see your question, J. Strickland. Do you want me to put you... Okay, here's her question. What advice would you give to a babe in Christ in discerning the voice of God, knowing his voice from your flesh?
You want me to answer that, Pastor Rebecca?
Yes, that's
okay.
For you.
I would tell that person, you know, like I said in the beginning, start with reading your prophets. And one of the reasons why I say that is because God used Isaiah to do the prophetic word on how Jesus came about way before Jesus. And we know that Jesus is in the New Testament. And so your own discernments and your own intuitions, as Pastor Rebecca says, you test the spirit, because, of course, we have our own flesh and we want to have our own answers. But if you seek the face of God and you read your word, you'll know the difference in spirits. And I don't think that any of us, because none of us have all the answers to the word of God. Even with the call of prophecy, there are times when God speaks to me that I have to sit still on it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and I have to fast mm-hmm. on it because I want to make sure that I've excavated all of Priscilla out of it.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? And so to that caller, you have to just take all of you out of it and then ask God again, and then he'll reveal it, and you'll know that there's no self in there.
Well, how do you, okay, well, what about this? What if you're a woman and you believe in God for a husband, and you're praying, and, you know, a man comes along, and he shows some interest in you, and you think that God is saying it's a go, that he's the one, he's your Boaz, but you're still not sure. How do you know if that's God or just you being attracted to the brother?
Well, you know what? I like to go to the scripture on that one, and I thank you for that question, because I write about this in the book as well. And Pastor Rebecca, you've read the book. I've never been one of those people who prayed for a husband, but all of my friends have, right? And as long as I was saved, got saved at 19 and didn't know the word, so I didn't know to tell my friends, you're being disobedient, because first of all, it is not the call of a woman to pray for a husband. The Bible says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. Now, we can paraphrase that how we want to and say, he means she and she means he. No, he says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. And so if you're praying for a husband, you know, you need to maybe redirect your prayer and ask God to send the man who's praying for a wife. And I believe in I mean, really.
Wow.
I mean, that might be deep for you. That may be deep for you. But I'm telling you, because Priscilla has, I went through so many changes in my life. Oh, okay, God, well, you know, I'm 25. I'm an old maid. Now, I knew in my heart I didn't want a husband because I didn't want to obey nobody. Nobody. I didn't want you to tell me to come in. I didn't want you. Woman to woman was for me. Woman to woman was for me, okay? Okay, God, I'm an old maid. I need a husband. Okay, well, here comes the most attractive man in the world. Test the spirit. You know whether it's God or not, and first and foremost, you got to know if you're equally yoked to that person. And second of all, is he looking for a wife? Because you know it's not your husband. If you pray for a husband, the man that you're dating is not looking for a wife. That might send off a red flag right there.
Wow.
So there are things. I'm losing you, Pastor Rebecca. I got so much echo. Can you hear me?
Yes.
There are so many ways that, you know, we can know when it's God, but we don't want to know as women. You know, we get to beat up on the brothers a lot, but I want every woman, especially the women listeners, the word of God says, he who finds a wife finds a good thing. Take it from Prophetess Priscilla, who fast, prayed, cried, consecrated, all of that stuff, because I give Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony so much credit, because it's hard being obedient. And so we pray for a husband, and oftentimes we pray for stuff that as women we're not even ready for, because it's not easy to being a wife. You got to submit to God. It's hard enough. You don't even obey God, who gave his only son Jesus to die for us. Amen?
Yes.
We pray for a husband, but we don't want him to tell us nothing, because we are so happy with doing our own thing. And that strips me really rare. And I spend a lot of times with sisters, because all of my friends want husbands, I just every last one of them. And then you have me, who I think I might want one if God sends them to me, but I'm going to need both you, Prophetess, and Pastor Rebecca to pray for me. Because that's after, I'm just being real for the listeners.
Yeah.
That's after writing the book on obeying, that obedience is still going to be better than sacrifice when my husband tells me, well, you know, I know you want to go on Pastor Rebecca's show today, but we need to pray about it some more. You know, and that's what I would tell the women of God. If you think it's your husband and he sent your Boaz, you better know that your Boaz is equally yoked with you, and you better know that your Boaz is looking for a wife, and you better know that your Boaz is looking for a wife who looks and sounds like you.
Amen. And you better be ready to obey.
You better be ready to obey.
Not only God, but Yeah, because the vows used to be love, trust, and obey,
mm-hmm.
or love, honor, and obey. I think they take them out now, but you have to obey. You have to submit, and women don't want to do that. And I have my hand raised right now.
Oh, no, we so comfortable with the new modern-day woman, you know, that one that's got the I'm every woman. And I for those listeners who are like me and they wasn't always saved, did they know Shaka Khan, I'm every woman?
Mm-hmm.
No, that's not the woman that God's writing about in the Word. You know, that's not quite her. And so I talk about that in the book as well. I think in the latter part where I go through a bad ordeal because one of my best friends who grew up from, you know, from the time we were in, like, grade school to high school, she knew she wanted to be a wife. She knew she wanted to be a mother. And when God finally, you know, sent her a husband, at least that's what she said, and she was going through a divorce, I took that really hard.
Mm-hmm.
And in the book, I give the scriptures in the Word of God on what he says the call of God is for the husbands and the call of God is for the wives.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Because so many people are waiting for the husband, and that's an appropriate prayer, to pray, God, send me a man who's looking for a wife, and he's ready to get married, and he's looking for a wife that looks and sounds like me. I like that. That works for me. Amen. And we only have 4 minutes left. My goodness. Wow. Praise the Lord. We're speaking with the prophetess Priscilla Pelsa, who is the author of Spiritual Intuition, and her website is pppublishing.net, www.pppublishing.net. I'll put that in the chat room. Go on over and check out her website and her books. It's a very real work. I've had the honor of working with her to help her to get this book out. I've edited it and actually worked with her on the layout. It was a blessing. It's
Amen.
A blessing. It's a good book. Amen. And it is real. It's the real deal. In the book, she deals with issues such as HIV and AIDS. You heard her talk about that. She actually has a foundation where she works with HIV and AIDS awareness and actually looking for a cure, and she will not stop until it's finished. So we have 3 minutes left.
How do we get the book? How do we get the book?
Prophetess Priscilla, how do we get the book?
You can go on www.pppublishing.net and publish the book. And for any of those listeners who are listening today, who are interested in the book, I'll send the shipping and handling out today as a special for you for free,
mm-hmm.
for those listeners of Pastor Rebecca. It's at www.pppublishing.net.
Okay. This is
Prophetess. Go ahead, Prophetess.
I'm sorry. This is Prophetess Singletary. I was asking about the book because I want to get it.
Okay.
Amen. And we only have 3 minutes. I don't know. Normally I do extend. I don't know if we're going to extend, but not today. I guess I'll take a vote. No, we're going to go. You're going to have to come back. You're going to have to come back, Prophetess Priscilla.
Okay.
And do another segment because I've enjoyed you. And everybody in the chat
room. Me too.
I
tell you, it's a blessing.
Yes. Thanks
so much.
Amen.
Amen. In this last 2 minutes, is there anything we've missed that you would want to tell our listeners?
I just really want to tell the listeners that's listening, if you believe in God, if you don't believe in God, read the Word of God for yourself. Search your soul. Search where you are, you know, because this book is not just for the, you know, the conservative church folk. I want those people who are struggling with some stuff to search the Word of God, too, because when we say the word sin, that covers just everyone out of their mother's womb, because we are all born in this world in sin. And my goal is to help the people of God reach salvation so that when that time comes, everybody will be in their holy place.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm so glad you joined us today. I want to thank all of our listeners for being with us. Next Tuesday, on Tuesday, and I will be interviewing Marcus L. Boston. Marcus L. Boston, and he is the author of A Pastor's Mistake, what to do when you know your pastor is wrong. Yeah. So that will be on Tuesday right here on blogtalkradio.com/power. I'll ask all of you to tune in and tell somebody to come and be a part of this great interview that I'll have with Marcus. Again, remember, the prophet is...
Prophetess?
Yes.
We lost Pastor Rebecca?
Yeah, I guess, because it's right at 1 o'clock, so I might have disconnected her.
Okay.
But you've been a blessing. I really enjoyed you.
Mm-hmm. And we'll have to fellowship sometime.
Yes, please.
You know, it's so important that, you know, that because we're going through the same thing,
mm-hmm.
that we network together.
Amen. Praise God.
I really, really mean that with all my heart. I struggle.
Well, let me give you my email address.
Okay.
And it is A as in apple, the word sing, S-I-N-G, 68, at yahoo.com.
Okay, and I'll put my name in the subject.
Okay, please.
Okay, God bless.
And I will look forward to it.
You'll hear from me. I have to go out of town because my godbrother died, but within a week.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay.
Yes, but please, let's make a connection.
Okay, we
okay.
will.
God bless you, woman of God. Bye-bye.